About 2 years after funding for the Haines State Forestry Office was zeroed out in the state budget, there's some hope that money for one seasonal position may be restored. The House Finance Committee Thursday voted to add about $100,000 for one part-time forester into its operating budget bill. The amendment made it to the House Finance Committee with the help of two Southeast representatives whose districts do not include Haines, Justin Parrish and Dan Ortiz.
I just think it was a mistake to cut that position.
The amendment originated with Juneau Democrat Parrish. He sits on the Finance Subcommittee that deals with the Department of Natural Resources budget. He said during the subcommittee process, he learned that the Haines Forestry Office was hanging by a thread.
And I was just shocked that in an area where we've made such important timber sales, we'd eliminated the position of the person who would be managing those sales.
Since funding for the two Haines Forester jobs was zeroed out in 2015, the Division of Forestry has scraped together money from other areas to pay for one seasonal forester, Greg Palmieri. Palmieri has been in the job more than 20 years. He spoke with KHNS in 2015 about coping with the uncertainty.
I have to have the ability to have pride in the job that I do, and to let some things go is difficult. To let things fall down around you and have the public lose services as a result of that is not part of something I could accept.
If Palmieri's job were to disappear, Haines would be left without local forestry management in the midst of some major developments. The largest timber sale in the Haines State Forest in a generation is moving towards harvest. The Baby Brown sale totals 855 acres of old-growth spruce and hemlock. In the same area, Constantine Metal Resources is ramping up exploration for a potential mine.
While we do need to contain our costs, sometimes our reductions go too far and they end up being counterproductive to the overall good of the economy.
Representative Dan Ortiz, an independent from Ketchikan, carried Parrish's proposal into the House Finance Committee. This week, the committee has combed through 100 pages of proposed changes to its operating budget bill.
This amendment promotes economic opportunity in a time when our state is seeing a decline in economic opportunity.
Ortiz's proposal to spend $102,000 from the general fund came up in the middle of hundreds of amendments aimed at slashing spending.
This may be the right decision if we had money.
Anchorage Republican Lance Pruitt said he might have supported the amendment if the committee had accepted more of the previous budget-cutting proposals. Fairbanks Republican Steve Thompson said the same thing.
There's been hundreds of possibilities to reduce spending that would have covered this, and we haven't done it. We're sitting here for days without trying to address, okay, we do need this, let's offset it with a reduction over here. And because of that, I can understand the position that it could make the state money probably, but at the same time, there's no offset, I can't support it.
But the representatives in Pruitt and Thompson's corner were in the minority. The amendment passed 7-4. That's one step towards restoring funding to the Haines Forestry Office. But the Finance Committee budget bill still needs to be passed by the full House, sent to the Senate, and then approved by both chambers. In Haines, I'm Emily Files.